Hi, this is Dave Majors, and I'm the CEO of Nikum Auto Auctions, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And over the course of the spring and summer, we have visited some of the best cruise nights, car shows all around the Chicagoland area. We've talked to those people doing modifications and customizing cars, and we've talked to a lot of people who've had some classic cars, including some of the favorites of rock stars, actors, or of course a lot of the drivers of NASCAR and the Indy Racing League. Well, a lot of cars, great cars, are coming to the Chicagoland area. It is the 30th anniversary of the Nikum Auto Auctions, and they're going to be bringing a bunch of cars, not only for people to see, love, and enjoy, reminisce about, but also to buy and to leave and take home with you. It doesn't happen every day, but it is coming October 5th through the 7th. To Schomburg on the line with us, we've got the CEO of the Nikum Auto Auctions, the one and only Dave Majors. Dave, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Excited to be here and very excited to be bringing Nikum Auctions back to Chicago, to the Schaumburg Convention Center in October.
Yeah, well, when you think of a central location, we call, you know, Chicago, Chicago City proper. We're here on Michigan Avenue, but it's Chicagoland. And Schaumburg is one of those great places to have this kind of stuff. Not only the convention center, which is a world-class facility that they've built out there, but the fact that it's got access from all of those different expressways. I mean, you can get to Schaumburg from anywhere, and you can get from Schaumburg to anywhere in maybe about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it works out as a great location for us. It's a beautiful facility, fits what we do very well, and it's right there at the intersection of, you know, 53 and I-90 and 290, and, you know, whatever road you take, it kind of ends up in Schaumburg.
Yep, so a lot of people are going to end up in Schaumburg, certainly car enthusiasts, motorsports fans, and just fans of classic cars and some of those great vehicles. They're going to be out there to see us. So let's talk a little bit about traveling the country with the show, bringing this kind of stuff to great cities and municipalities, markets around the country. Talk a little bit about it. You're based in, I think, Wisconsin, right? You're just a little bit over the border in Walworth. But what is it about auctions? What is it about what you do that people get so excited about?
Well, there's great entertainment in the auction business. We are American tobacco style auctioneers, as it's described, which means it's very fast, it's very loud, it's very entertaining, it's very exciting. And so, you know, whether you're a seller or a bidder or just a spectator or you watch it on TV, regardless of how you access, it's great entertainment, and it's all built around beautiful cars.
I find myself watching these auctions, whether it's Nikum or one of the others that are out there as well. I don't know that you could put it on paper and kind of pitch it as a television show and say, hey, this works, but it does. I think part of it is, like you said, the excitement that you bring to it. You know that people in the audience are going home with their dream car. Plus, it's pretty fast paced, and you see a lot of your own dream cars out there.
Yeah, and what I hear so often is that particularly the TV show becomes addicting. It's, you know, I watched a couple of cars, and then I wanted to watch the next one, and then I wanted to see the next one, and pretty soon you've watched it for 3 hours, which, of course, we really like.
So Dave, when you come to Schaumburg, what kind of cars are going to be there? I'm sure there's a lot of people bringing in cars maybe from the local area, but you've also got some collections, too, some collectors who've brought them to market.
Yeah, and Schaumburg's always been a great event for us. It, by the way, is the 11th event on a 14-event tour for us in 2017, where we'll bring about 15,000 cars to auction over the course of 2017 for about $500 million. And 1,000 of those cars are going to be in Chicago. We bill ourselves, rightfully so, as the collector car auction company for everybody. So regardless of what year, what make, what model, what size your pocketbook, you know, there'll be something for you at a Nikum auction. And, of course, then it's always highlighted by several spectacular collections. And we have a great lineup of collections again, you know, this year, headed by probably one of the most prominent collectors in the Chicago area, Larry Claremont, 90-year-old from Chicago, who's been collecting cars most of his life, was recently inducted into the Chicago Realtors Association Hall of Fame, so very well known in the Chicago area, great collector, great cars, and he's bringing about 40 cars to the Chicago auction.
Wow. Okay, so an opportunity to see some collections that are legendary, that have been out there, people know they exist, and see some of those people kind of commiserate with other collectors as well. Do you find that too? Is that, you know, because we see here, you know, on the program and certainly at the cruise nights and car shows, that as much as the attention goes to the cars, and deservedly, that when you get these people in the room, they can't help but talk cars.
everybody likes to talk about their cars, and our events turn into, you know, almost like a family reunion for car enthusiasts. When we go to a particular location, you know, we tend to go there the same weekend every year, and people count on that. It's, you know, you hear them leave and they say to their friends, I'll see you back here next year, same weekend. So it's an opportunity for car enthusiasts to get together and talk about cars and see cars and watch the auction and just have an entire weekend that's nothing but auto.
And let the listeners know we're talking with Dave Majors. He is the CEO of Mecum Auto Auctions, coming to the Chicagoland area, specifically to Schaumburg, the 5th through the 7th out there at the convention center. So people, I know, once they figure out who you are and what you do, they come up and talk about some cars. So what are some of the ones that, you know, that you have? I'm sure you see a number of kind of fan favorites on a regular basis, but what are some of the ones that you get excited about?
Well, I fall in love, if we have 1,000 cars at an auction, I probably fall in love 900 times before the auction's over.
Right.
And I do tend to drag some home myself, and it's kind of typical of other car collectors. We're all drawn to those cars that we had on our wall when we were in high school, or the car that you had in high school and wish you never sold, or the car you wanted in high school and couldn't afford. And so my first car was a 1965 289 Mustang. Maroon convertible with a white convertible top. And I've always been a Mustang person, I think, just because that was my first car. So I tend to fall in love with the Boss 302s and the Mach 1s and the Shelby GT500s. But like I said, that's just a handful of, you know, walking through and falling in love with 90% of the cars that are in the auction.
Oh, see, those are great. Well, Mustangs always have a lot of fans. You've always got a lot of fans on the muscle car side as well. And then, you know, Corvettes, you know, they've got a certain fan base and things like that. If you had to describe it, the 1,000 cars that are going to be there, is there a range? You know, is it everything from some of the old, you know, Model T type cars all the way to things that are a little more current, maybe collector Corvettes or something like that?
Well, predominantly what we do are American muscle cars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So you always see a heavy concentration with those particular cars. And of course, we're very well known for Corvettes. So if you take 50s, 60s, 70s, throw in Corvettes of all years, that's what you're going to see most of at Mecum Auctions. But, you know, that being said, I think the Larry Claremont collection is pretty indicative of what you see at Mecum Auctions. He's bringing a 1902 Wells Fargo Stagecoach.
Wow.
And he's also bringing a 2010 Tesla Roadster. So he's pretty much got it covered from one end to the other and everything in between, and that's pretty much what you'll see at Mecum Auctions is, you know, pre-war, early 1900s, late model exotics, American muscle cars. It's all here.
Wow. So everything from our current environmentally friendly cars like the Teslas and then the really, really environmentally friendly like the Stagecoach. You've got that entire...
Unless you're following your horses along, I'm not sure how environmentally friendly that is.
I guess it's all subjective. We know those stories are great. We know it too. Like our family has a 1970 Hemi Cuda. My stepdad has had it since 1971, so he's had it this entire time. So you mentioned those stories of the car that you had that got away. That's one that we hear on a regular basis. Well, people are going to be able to get out there. They're going to be able to see the cars of their dreams, go home with them as well, coming up the 5th through the 7th in Schaumburg. And get this, and thanks to you guys and Dave and Mecum Auto Auctions, we're going to have some tickets to give away for listeners as well. And when you think about fans, cars have a lot of fans right here. We are the station for the Chicago Blackhawks. That you've got a couple reasons why people should be extra excited coming up.
Yeah, and we're very excited once again. This is somewhat of a home game for us since we are in Wisconsin. And I'm a big Blackhawks fan, as are many of our employees and customers. And so we have a special deal on Friday, the 6th, for any Blackhawks fans that wear Blackhawks garb to the auction, get in for $10.
So Blackhawks garb, you get in for $10 instead of what is the regular price for admission?
The regular is $30, and we're also going to have... Jim Cornelison, who's the national anthem singer for the Blackhawks, very good friend of mine,
nice. Is
going to come and sing the national anthem. And I think last year we had Jay Blunk, who's the EVP from the Hawks, and John McDonough, who's the CEO of the Hawks, all at the event. And they brought a very nice Chicago Blackhawks VIP travel package that they auctioned off for a Blackhawks charity as well.
Oh, how cool is that? Now, do you have them kind of lean up to you? Because everybody loves cars. I don't care, you know, what line of work you're in, and people kind of hit them up for tickets. Do they ever say, like, hey, Dave, you know, can you set this car aside for me? Do they ever have ones that they try to get in on?
I'm trying to push them into that. Jay Blunk, who's the EVP at the Blackhawks, and I graduated from Illinois State University, both, and we both graduated from the same high school, although he's a little younger than I am. So I keep telling him just to support me and our alma maters. He needs to be in the car business.
Well, Dave, also, too, is, you know, in your undying support of higher education and try to further education and people to be able to kind of identify with their own universities, is that for Illinois State, you have a deal for alums there, too, or people that even show support and spirit for it, right?
Yeah, we're doing a couple of things for Illinois State University. I'm an alum, so I'm biased. Wednesday night, before the auction starts for Chicago alums, we're having a private preview party. President Larry Dietz from the university will be there to speak, as will I. And then also on Friday, we're doing the same thing that we're doing with Blackhawks. If you wear Illinois State University garb to the auction, you get in for $10.
So many great ways to get there, obviously, because it is centrally located right in Schaumburg. And we've got some tickets we'll be giving away before the end of the program as well. And if you're a Blackhawks fan or if you're an Illinois State fan, you can get in and get in on those deals at the same time. So, Dave, before we let you go, give the website out for people to see some of those collections, some of the cars are going to be on hand and featured, and how they can get their tickets and come out and see you.
You can see all of the beautiful cars coming to Chicago, as well as all of our auctions and specifically the collections highlighted at www.mecum.com.
He is Dave Majors. He is the CEO of the Mecum Auto Auctions. And so, Dave, we look forward to seeing you. And thanks so much for what you're doing and being on WGN today.
Well, thanks much. And I look forward to seeing you at the auction.